Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayechi, Tavshin Pei Hei, Tavshin Pei Hei, as we finish up Sefer Bereishis, the first of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. As we know, it's called a Chumish, because there are five parts, and the Torah acknowledges, we acknowledge that there are sections. So we say Chazak Chazak, and we finish off the Parsha. And again, as we mention often, this is the last Parsha related to family, because next week we're a nation. We've gone from individuals to a family to a nation, and the Yosef HaTzadik is even the Shvatim themselves. Are they Avos? Are they Banim? We spoke about that a few weeks ago. Maisa Avos Simon LeBanim. The Shvatim are kind of transitionary figures in the discussion, but here we have Parshas Vayechi. So we start off with Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Rei Shana, 17 years. Vayhi me Yaakov Shnei Chayav, Sheva Shanim, V'arboi Ma'ashana, 147. Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. And the days of Yisrael came close to die. Vayikralav Noli Yosef, V'chulu, V'yomer Lo, Imna Matat Chayim Einecha, V'chulu. As we know, Yosef was about to take a Shvua to bury Yaakov in Mitzrayim. But the lashon of Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael. Start off with this. So you would think Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, the days of Yisrael came close to die. Yes, he was going to be buried in Canaan. What's the lashon of Vayikrvu lashon Rabim? Lashon Rabim. Chazal ask, if you look in source number one, or I forgot to write the names of the svarim on it, but I'll mention it as we go along. Number one is from the Sefer Lehis Aneg, which we've quoted from before. Sefer Lehis Aneg quotes the Zohar that says, Shoalim Chazal Alashon Apasik VaYikrvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus Shu Lashon Rabim Hari Berega Echad Adameis VeNo Orech Yomim Rabim. What does it mean VaYikrvu? The days came close to die. A person comes close to die. VaYikrvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Right, what does that mean? And the answer given is she'etzel hatzadikim k'shemagia zmanam lipater meha'olam boim kol yemeam b'shleimus b'lo busha l'fnei Hashem l'cheshbon. What does that mean? Before we get back to this answer, let's remember a thought that we've quoted from Rav Zevin often in various contexts, where Rav Zevin says everything in life has a certain amount of time that it exists for. There is a duration that it exists for. A person is born and dies at a certain amount of time. An animal is born and dies. A tree, it might be 1,000 years, but there's a beginning moment and an ending moment, right? There's a chair. If I say, is this chair going to be here in 2,000 years from now? I don't know, it'll probably disintegrate by then. Something will happen. So everything has a duration of time that it exists in, beginning and end, except for one thing. There's one thing that has no time. There's only one thing in life that has no time, and that's time itself. Because the moment that there's a moment in front of me, it's gone. Right? V'ahovek harif ayin. It's gone. So time has no time. And yet, says Rav Zevin, the only thing that we can take with us forever is our time. If we fill our time with Torah and mitzvahs and chesed, and constructive and positive avodas Hashem, so then we take those days with us forever. Va'avram zaken baba yamim. He took his days with him. Now we get back to this pasuk. Etzel tzadikim, the Yemei Yisrael came close. Almost he was going to take all his days with him. The days were coming close to the day of Misa of Yaakov, and all the days were lined up to be with Yaakov. Etzel tzadikim. Now we can read it again. K'shemagiyas banam lipater me'olam boim kol yemei b'shleimus. All their days come when completion below busha. L'fnei Hashem l'cheshbon l'chein gam kasav etzel tzadikim lashon kirva. That's what it also says. Kirva by tzadikim shuyim yemeim l'skar l'fnei Hashem. And then he quotes a story from Reb Moshe Leib Sasever, right, 1700, 1745 to 1807. He's in the third generation of the Hasidic movement with all the greats, the Reb Levi Yitzchak and the Chozem Miloblin and the Kuznetzer. So he tells a story here that one time he was traveling far away, and finally he came back to his family after being away for a long time, and his children come and say, Abba, Abba, Abba. They probably said, Tati, right? What'd you bring me? What'd you bring me? And he's like, no, not. So, no, what'd you bring me? What'd you bring me? and all of a sudden he faints. And he faints on the spot. Faints on the spot? How did he faint on the spot? So, la'achash ishta ora, once his wife wakes him up from his fainting, she says, what did you faint from? So he says, and again, I apologize. I was involved in many different things this week. I forgot to do the numbers and the names, but we'll do it as we go along. Nena Rabbi Moshe Levi Yamar. Lo mibnei bigashtim hita bakashasam. No. You know what it made me think? What'd you bring me? You've been away for so long. I was thinking after Me'av Asrim. And we've been away for so long. We had a long journey. And we're going to be asked, no, what'd you bring me? What'd you bring me? We want to have full pockets. We want to have all of our days with us. Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. We want to have a lot of baggage. We want to have a lot of good baggage with us. So when we're asked, what'd you bring me? We brought a lot. We brought a lot. That gets us started. So he said, I was scared because I didn't have anything. I didn't bring anything. I didn't have any. So we have to bring a lot. Okay. Moving right along. Let's go to the left side. Number two, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma. I'm writing in. Number two, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma. We might have mentioned this a number of years ago. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim again 17 years, Shvasrei Shana. So the question that's asked is, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. The Meshech Chachma implicitly is bothered by Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim? Right? Where did they live? What was the previous pasuk? The previous pasuk, Vayeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen. In Goshen. Vayachzu Bavayifra Vayirba Ma'od. So Yisrael, does this mean Yaakov himself, Bechora, right? Rashi, the end, the last Rashi in Vayigash. Vayishav Yisrael Be'eretz Goshen, Ve'heichan Be'eretz Goshen, Shehi Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So he lived in Goshen, not in Mitzrayim. That's right, so why is the pasuk saying that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years, the last 17 years of his life? Says the Meshech Chachma, Ha'inyan, Sheha Adam, whenever he says Ha'inyan, you know he's going to say something major. Ha'inyan. Sheha Adam Yesh Echad Shachai La'atzmo. There are those out there that live for themselves. Gam Zetov, and that's okay. Right? You have to live for yourself, be a good Jew for yourself. V'yesh Shachai L'bnei Beiso. And there are those that live for their family. Right? A little larger concentric circle. Right? Outside of themselves. Or their ani is a little larger. To use the language, I think we mentioned at some point over the years, Rav Shimon Shkaps Hakdama to Shara Yosher, where he talks about life is about ani. But the question is, how big is your ani? Right? You gotta include a lot in your ani. So there are those that live for themselves. There are those that live also for their family. The Yeshachai Le'iro. And some live even including their own community. The Yeshachai L'chol Ha'olam. And some live for the whole world. The Alzenemar V'tzadik Yisod Olam. Some have an effect on the entire world that they're living in. Tzadik Yisod Olam. The Tzadik is the Yisod of the whole world. Yaakov Avinu. Lo bi'iro levad hucha. Yaakov didn't just live in his Dalet Amos. The effect and the hashpa of Yaakov Avinu. Right? V'lo be'eretz Goshen levad. V'chol eretz Mitzrayim. V'yechi Yaakov, the eretz Mitzrayim. Physically, he was in Goshen. But his presence was felt in Eretz Mitzrayim. V'hainu, as we know, shepasak ha'ra'av mi Mitzrayim. Right, the famine stopped when he came down after 2 years. Shebirech lefaro sheyala ya'ar b'shvilo. Right, he gave Yaakov a bracha, gave Parah bracha, the end of last week's parsha, that the ya'ar should go up. V'zeo she'amar, what does it say later in the parsha? When Yaakov dies, evel kaved zeh, Mitzrayim. Avel Kavitz El Mitzrayim. The whole Mitzrayim felt the Avelus. And according to one Chazal, why? V'lo Eretz Goshen Bovad. Shechazar Hara'ov Lim Kamach Ha'Petiraso. Maybe the famine came back. So that's the message. Yaakov's Hashpa wasn't just on Goshen. Yaakov had an effect on Mitzrayim itself. On the non-Jewish population, Yaakov had a Hashpa. V'lachain. And this even explains the following two Yerushalmis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Karyanafshe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yehuda Nasi, said about himself, V'chaye Yehuda Yudzayin Shana B'Tzipori, Yehuda, Yehuda Nasi, lived 17 years in Tzipori. Tzipori, right, up north, overlooking Tveria, right, Tzipori, he lived, that's where Yehuda Nasi lived, he was 17 years. Hainu, Shema'an V'sanuso HaKitin Kvodo, She'enochai Rak B'Tzipori, because of his anava, his humility, Right? He made himself small that he only lived in Tzipori. She'enu chai rak b'tzipori. Avala emes, really, Rebbe had a hashpa outside of just the little town of Tzipori. Rebbe Chanina tzavach, Rebbe Chanina screamed, I lachem ubarosh of Eretz Yisrael. When Rebbe dies, he said, woe to those who are pregnant in Eretz Yisrael, in the whole land. Why? Hari shekvodo hegin al kol Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe really affected the whole Klal Yisrael. He said about himself, I'm just a little man from Tzipori. Right? But really, he was a big man from all of Eretz Yisrael. He had that effect. V'zeo shero ache Yosef ki meis avihem. The brothers saw on the way back, their father died. Hainu shachaza harav limkomo. They saw. What did they see? They saw the famine came back because they realized the effect that Yaakov Avinu had on the entire land. Kamamra sifri lachen yaru mipnei Yosef. Again, we have to have an effect. The more, and one of the rebbes said, you know, I wanted to change the world, but I realized first I have to change my community, my family, myself. The way that we start changing the world is by changing ourselves and affecting and improving and perfecting ourselves. And if we could do that, so then we could then go to the next step and have that hashpa. But we recognize the hashpa of any individual radiates out. We know from elsewhere, remember that the Kohen Gadol, if somebody dies within a certain radius of the Kohen Gadol, right, he's to blame, the Gemara in Makkos talks about, because his Kedusha should have protected. Okay. He goes another idea, which is not our issue now. He says, "Odi Yishlomer." Let's just read it. The Yadua de Kavar Kever Tzadik Mechaper. One knows that the Kever of a Tzadik, a Tzadik being buried, brings Kapara. Umatzano Liyir Miyo Shalach Al Kiver HaAvos. The Kavar Moshe Mechaper Al Avon Paor. The Zeo Shomer Evil Kavet Zelim Mitzrayim Mashina Kever B'Mitzrayim. Okay. V'diku Zev Avin. Mitzrayim lost there because Yaakov wasn't buried there. They were upset about that. Okay, another pshat. Two. Okay, moving right along. The third makor on the bottom is the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima tells us, Memches Aleph. So what does the Torah tell us? So Yaakov makes Yosef swear that he's going to bury him in Canaan. Vayhi acharei advarim ha'eleh, vayomer li Yosef, hinei avicha chole. After these things, after the Shavua, so the time has come. Yosef is told, your father is ill. He takes his two sons, and they get ready for the brachas. There's a lot of brachas going on in Sefer Bereishis. A lot of brachas in Sefer Bereishis. We have Yaakov and Esav trying to get the bracha. We have the brachas of Menashe and Ephraim. We have Birchas Yaakov. A lot of brachas. So the Torah Tamima, I didn't give it to you. I'm sorry. The chazal that he's going on, obviously we know the Torah Tamima is the one who gathers all of the Gemaras and the Midrashim on the Pasuk. And then he talks about those Ma'amari chazal. So he's commenting on the Gemara in Baba Metzia that says that Yaakov Avinu was the first one to ever get sick. First one to ever get sick, right? The Pasuk says here, Hinei Avicha Chola. Right? First one to get sick. And we'll see you later on a little bit more about that. So, ask the Torah Tamima, how did Chazal know from this pasuk that he was the first one to get sick? Okay, it's the first one that it says in the Torah was sick. But how do you know he's the first one to ever get sick in the history of the world? I mean, there's been, how many? 25 generations, right? There were 10 from Adam to Noah and 10 from Noah to Abraham. That's 20, right? Yitzchak, Yaakov, 22. So 22 generations. So lonis barmi ayin muchach zemi pasuk zeh. I asked the Torah Tamima, how is it provable? How did Chazal know this, that he was the first one to get sick? The ef shalomar, he says, it's possible. Al pia nohug b'midos anoshim ba'ale midos. There's a certain type of behavior that's accepted among ba'ale midos, right? People who are fine and refined. Lehizoyer levaser besor romaforash. You don't like to spread explicit bad news. Try to like cover it up. Say it in a, at least build it up. You know, there's, sometimes you don't like to say things explicitly. Ukshetrichim lazeh. And when you need to express something, modi and beremez, You try to say it in a hint. You just talk about other people. In what way? Like the Gemara says. Kadesh Yavinu. You say something else so that it would be understood. But you try not to say it explicitly. Kadesh Yavinu Sheitzel Zeha Isha Matzah Behefach. So you realize, regarding this man, it's the opposite. Kimo Bereish Psachim. Remember at the beginning of Psachim, Dav Dalid? Shah Rabbi Chiya L'Rav Im Aviv Kayam. Rabbi Chiya says to Rav, is my father alive? Right? And what does he answer? Is your mother alive? And he asks, is my mother alive? He says, is my father alive? And he realizes that they both were Niftara. But he doesn't give the answer. Vinekan Sahir. What happens here? What does it say here? It's told to Yosef, your father is deathly ill. How can you say such a thing explicitly? Maybe you should say it up a remez. Remember the Gemara? I think it was by Rebbe, right at the end of Ksubis. Right? If anybody says Rebbe died, we're going to stick them with a cherev. So you don't say these things. Vinekan hayah magid azeh. So now this magid, Ephraim ben Yosef, right? According to Chazal, Ephraim was the go-between, between the grandfather and the father. Sheyabal nimus v'derech eretz. He was refined. V'yem kein lo havei le'levaser le'Yosef. Mefurash. He shouldn't have told Yosef explicitly, Sha'aviv chole. Why do you say that? You should say, maybe you should come visit grandpa. You know, maybe say certain things. Say he's sick. Nobody wants to hear those words. Binyan nirmas. Kamo shimaya magid lo she'echav briyim. You should say, you know, Abba, all of your brothers are doing very well. Right? Mashma. Right? So say something. Say something in hint. What must it be? It must be that Yosef would never have gotten the hint because it never happened before. And that's why there was nothing else to say. What, you're going to say the Shvatim are okay? The only other option is Yaakov's dead. Because nobody else ever got sick before. That's how Chazal knew from the Pasuk. Since up until Yaakov, there was never any weakness or illness, Yosef, Mavin, he would not have thought that his father was sick. He would have thought, he would have thought his father died. Because there's no other option. What was the opposite of being healthy? Dead. You're either alive or you're either healthy and alive. Or not healthy and very not alive. Right? So those were the only choices. That's why you had to say Beferish. To describe a new reality. So once you know that, so it's clear. That is a very creative way of understanding how Chazal were able to decipher and understand that he was the first one to get sick. He quotes another idea, Gam Yesh Lomar, in the top of the middle column, B'tam Joshua Zu, Apimach Kazav Rashbam. He quotes a Rashbam in Parshas Toldos, on the Pasuk, V'hinei Tomim Bevitna, U'Parshas Leia, V'hinei Hi Leia, Da'al Kol Dvar Chidish, Shalohaya Adko, Ragil HaKazav Lomar, Hinei. Maybe another idea, right? Whenever the Rashbam says, whenever it says the word Hinei, that's something new. Twins are new. And by Leah, right? It's new. He didn't know it was Leah up until that moment. So here too, maybe now, right? Maybe here also, that's an idea. The Kanamar, Hinei Avicha Choleh Mavur Shoye Inyan Dvar Chiddush. Fine. Then he quotes, U'betam Adavar Shebikesh Yaakov, right? Yaakov asked. Why was he the first one to become sick? Because Yaakov asked to be sick. Yaakov didn't want to just drop dead. Right, he wanted the hachana. Kedei sheyed save lebeiso, so that he can literally command his house, put his things in order. Aval b'Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin, he quotes that from the Rashi quoting the Medrash, yitzave lebeiso, Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin has a different lashon, kedei sheyed p'nai l'kol echon mibanav, lavom im kamo, so that all the children could come, liyos etzlo b'shas ha-misa, to be with him, b'shas ha-misa, and he says, you know, Lechora, that's the same idea. The Medrash and the Gemara just saying it in different ways. On the bottom, this is something that we've spoken about before. Hinei b'Gemara lo nisbar ofan amisa. So how did people die before Yaakov? Yaakov first, he got sick and then they died. What about before? So if somebody is killed, people have been killed before, right? Hevel was killed, and Cain was killed, ultimately. So somebody's killed, we know how they're killed. What if somebody wasn't killed? They just die. How did they die? So, we know the Pirkei de Belazar says, and here the Yalkut says, the sneeze. Right? People used to sneeze and die. That's what it says. Api mavur she yemesim adi atisha v'hainu she yem adam otesh on the bottom in the middle. Finish baso yaseis min chirav. Right? With the sneeze, his neshama would go out. The neshama will go out with a sneeze. Bofen shabal lo kumashikot v'yipach baba v'nish paschayim. You breathe into the nose, life. You breathe out of the nose, life. And that is why the minhag is when somebody sneezes, we give him a bracha. Right? We don't give a bracha when somebody burps, right? Or yawns, right? You want to think, what's the difference? They're all, you know, facial, you know, things that, cough. Somebody coughs. God bless you. You don't say that when, somebody coughs, right? You only say in every language, libriut, God bless you, asuta, whatever you say, right? L'chaim l'shalom, right? L'chaim l'shalom, he quotes. Ubdei sha'oz nechshav l'sha sakana, because, you know, when you sneeze, it used to be dangerous. So maybe it's still a little bit, right? So, interesting, came up actually in the daf this week, but the Gemara talks about in brachas, now he says on the top left side, one shouldn't say marpe bebeis haknesses, bitul tar, in the middle of learning, somebody sneezes, right? So you see marpe, but you see that's where it was said there. See, it discusses, interesting that it's someone, everybody says it to you. Maybe the person who sneezes should say, God bless me. Right, that's not usually done, but you know, if you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sneeze, d'lahadam atzmo hu chiyav. Lachem hu minag musari. A person himself should have a chiyuv. God bless me. It would be really strange to see people say that, but that's what he says. There are those, and somebody sent this to me as well, that some say when they sneeze, lishuascha kivisi Hashem. You just say that pasuk, lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Maybe that's where it all comes from. But he says, lo nispashi minag zeh. This has not been nispashate, right? People just get blessed when they sneeze. They're not blessing themselves. Okay, moving right along. So now we have Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe. We know we've spoken at length in the past about the Chachma of Yaakov Avinu, right? To say the Lashon of the Unkelus, right? When Yaakov Avinu switches his hands and Yosef thinks he did it right, that is, Yosef thinks he set his sons correctly. He puts Ephraim and Menashe, he switches them from his point of view so that Menashe could be on Yaakov's right and Ephraim on Yaakov's left, and Yaakov switches his hands. Sikel es yadav. Right, I remember Unkelus says, Sikel ach kaminun liyadoi. He acted wisely. He acted wisely. What is the wisdom? Okay, many of them we've discussed. Maybe it was wisdom that he didn't switch the Ephraim and Menashe. He just switched the hands because he wanted to give Menashe the right leg. Right, that Rav Schwab spoke about that, if you remember. But the Rashi says, what after he did it, he said, don't worry, I know who the children are, and this is what I need to do. Vayavarechas Yosef Ayomar, Vachulu, Vayar Yosef, Ki Yashis Yaviv, Yadim Aros Ephraim. Yosef says, Lokei Navi, Ki Zeh Abachar, Simim Incha Rosho. Yosef gets upset. Vayimain Aviv, Vayomer, Yadati Bini Yadati, I know. He's going to be great. Menashe is going to be great. But his younger brother will be even greater. Okay. So Rashi, as Rashi does much later on in the parsha by all the Birchas Yaakov, Rashi notes here, what is being referred to here? When he says Menashe is going to be great, but Ephraim is going to be even greater. It's referring to two individuals later in history. Two individuals. Who's being referred to by Menashe, right? He's going to be great. Gam hu yelam v'gam hu yigdal she'asid Gidon, let's say it's b'menu. Gidon, the shofet Gidon. Sha'akadosh baruch hu oso neis al yado. Right? Nisim, a small amount of people will defeat the enemy. V'ulam achiv ha'katon yigdal b'menu, but Ephraim's going to be even greater. Who's that referring to? She'asid Yehoshua, let's say it's b'menu. Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun is only second to Moshe. Yeshua ben Nun, sheyanchilas haaretz, v'yalame Torah liYisrael. He will lead them into the land, lead them into Eretz Yisrael, and he will teach them Torah, Vizaro yihye malo agayim. And what's Vizaro yihye malo agayim? So Rashi quotes, that's a reference to the most famous act that Yoshua did. Kol ha'olam yismalei b'tzeis shim'o ushmo. What does it mean, Zaro? His seed will be malo agayim. So Rashi says his seed really means his reputation. His reputation will fill the nations when kishiyamid chama v'givon v'yareach be'emek ayala. When he stops the sun and the moon. Middle of Sefer Yoshua, Shemesh begivon dom v'yareach be'emek ayalon. When Yoshua stops, that's what's being referred to in Berachas Yaakov. Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe is going to be great. That's Gidon. Ephraim is going to be even greater because of Yoshua. When v'zar yeh malo agayim, Shemesh begivon dom. Fine. It's interesting that if you look in Sefer Yehoshua, Rashi and Yehoshua references the psukim here. Like here, Rashi in Vayechi references the psukim in Yehoshua, right? That's what Yaakov's referring to. If you look in Rashi in Sefer Yehoshua, Rashi wrote on everything. Rashi on Yehoshua, so he references here. If you look in source number, the Sefer where it says Sefer Ayasher on top, this is the Simin Labanim. The Simin Labanim, who we've quoted before, he notes the Ha'adafa shel Ephraim and Shemesh begivon dom. Right, what I just read in the Psukim and the Rashi's that I quoted. So you see on the bottom, Shemesh begivon dom. Al oso irua nechtav kam b'sefer Yoshua quotes the Psukim. Oz yidaber Yoshua l'Hashem. Yoshua says, "Biyom teis Hashem es Amori lefnei bnei Yisrael." On the day that Hashem gave the Amori to bnei Yisrael, "Vayomer l'nei Yisrael, Shemesh begivon dom, Shemesh begivon dom, be silent." That means stop moving. V'yareach be'emek ayalon. The sun was silent. What does silent mean? The sun screams out the praise of Hashem when it moves, so to speak. When the orbits orbit, so that's the praise of Hashem, so to speak. When it stops, that's stopping the praising of Hashem. Right? And that's what it means. Shemesh begivon dom, v'yareach Hashem, v'yareach amad, ad yikom goy above, until the enemy was finished. Halo hiksuva al sefer hayasher. This story, the Navi already says, this is already referenced in Sefer HaYashar. What's the Sefer HaYashar? That's Bereishis. So it's amazing. Sefer Yehoshua references the Torah. Right? Oh, this story is already alluded to in Sefer Bereishis. Vayamod HaShemesh b'chatzi HaShemayim, the sun stopped. Where in Sefer Bereishis? Arpsukim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says in Yehoshua, right there, see where it's bold face, a little bit lower down. And Sefer Yashar, Bereishis is called Sefer Yashar. It's also Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei. Why is it called Yashar? Because the Avos were Yesharim. There are a couple of pshat in there in the Gemara, but that's what Rashi quotes. My Sefer Ayasha, Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, says Sefer Avram, Yislav Yaakov, Shnikru Yishar. So with the Chasima of Sefer Bereishis, now says the Simon Labanim, Ninase Lamod Al Shmo Anosef Sefer Ayasha. Let's try to get a deeper idea of why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Ayashar. It's mentioned here in this last Parsha. And is there a message that we could get from what Yoshua did? Dafka, it's referred to Sefer HaYashar in the context when he stopped the sun and the moon. See, here we go. Hateva banui mechukiyut machzorit kvua umagalit. Nature is built on rules of cycles. A machzor is a cycle. Kvua umagalit, and circular, what we would call an orbit. Olam kiminago noheg. Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. Right? Nothing is new under the sun, says Koheles. Hashemesh miyatzega yoter mikolas kolachuk yuzu. The item in the universe that symbolizes more than anything else, orbit, nature, kvius, seder, is the sun. There's nothing more. Everything revolves around the sun. The sun is in the middle. The sun rises and sets. Ein bashinuyim. There's no change. He machtiva sidrei hayom v'halayla, the day and night. It creates day and night. It's Onos Hashanah. The sun is responsible for day and night. It's responsible for seasons. It's responsible for growth. Everything. Tzmicha v'anevila. Hamanganon akavua. The set engine and mechanism. Hapoel ba'olam hamiyutzaga yidei Hashemesh b'chuna b'shem igulim. Right? Orbits. Igulim chukei havaya hamuchrachim. He quotes Rav Kook. Chukei abarzel etanim v'chu. So there's a concept, nature is all about orbits and cycles that are fixed. Olam ha'igulim misafyein beheder b'chirav ha'chofesh. Orbits reflect the idea of being fixed without b'chira, without choice. Hashem set them up. Hashem set up nature. Again, at any second, at any moment, Hashem can decide, I don't want it. Machadish b'chol yom tamid, every second. So Hashem decides, no more world, no more world. But in the interim, while the world is still going, Hashem sets it up. But these orbits symbolize a fixed status, and there's no choice. That's what a circle is. A circle is around and around. You can't choose. You can't choose to do anything else. You're just in a circle, and you can't get out of it. Gama Adam shichnea lahergalei ateva. Matsui b'toch ha-magal. We are, on the one hand, included within the nature. Shemimenu ein afsharis latzeis. Zu mashmutu shel shtavus l'shemesh haknia l'teva. But that's what a circle symbolizes. That's what the sun symbolizes at its best. The sun symbolizes orbits and lack of teva. Lu'umazos kayemes ganhaga acheres. Hamuchuna b'shem yosher. But there's another type of hanhaga in the world that's symbolized by, let's say, a straight line. A straight line symbolizes going straight, having your choice. You can walk. You can maybe go to the right, go to the left, but it's a line. It's not a circle where you're locked in. A line is symbolic of the opposite, of not an orbit. It's a line. It's never coming back. You're just going forward. You're choosing. Olam ha-bechira ha-chafshis. It's the symbol of free choice. Hakav ha-yashar miyatzegas ha-yatziya min ha-ma'agal. The straight line symbolizes and represents going out of the circle, going out of the orbit, going out of what's fixed. Es ha-yecholes la-hachlit l'fanos yamina o-smola. To the ability to go right or left. V'lo lingoa b'magli kavua, not to be part of the, be stuck in the orbit. Hayosher klomar chofesh achayim achofesh hamuchlat. So we have symbols of a circle and a line, right? It's not just geometry. Circle symbolizes the fixed state, the orbits, what's just like mechanical. A line symbolizes independence and freedom and the ability to go. I could go straight if I choose, and I could also turn if I choose. I'm not locked in. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayashar because the Avos were lines. They took control of their lives. Sefer Bereishis, says Rav Kashtiel, Nikra Sefer Hayashar me'achar v'umesaper lanu ala dmuyot yashrus lahafli. The straightness in an unbelievable way. Shebechayim bitu at pe'era b'chira chavshis. What Avram do? He changed the whole world. He was in the cycle, so to speak, of Avodah Zarah in the whole world. He jumped out of the cycle and he made a line. A Yashar line. Avram l'mashal bachar as a hefech mikal masha hergal. Shekal olam meiver echad. V'avram meiver echad, as we know, Avram. He was called Avram ha'ivri on the other side. Shviras ha'psalim al yidei Avram. The breaking of the idols. Mivaseres es shviras ha'kivun. Breaking of the idols symbolized the breaking of the cycle. Kach gam Rivka, bocher zashkos eved. What is Rivka? She's living with Lavan and Besuel. She breaks out. She breaks out of that cycle. V'chofesh muchla, totally free. What does Rachel do? Right? She breaks out of that world of her father and gives the simanim. Everyone, Yosef. Ma'adif latzeis mimagal ha'inakim molechav. Yosef goes out of the cycle of tit for tat with his brothers. It says, I could be above this. The whole book of Bereishis is about Yashrus. It's about being straight on my own, not being stuck in the circle. Sefer Bereishis, Svarim Shel Anashim Chafshiim Yesharim. Right? It's the circle, it's the Sefer of free, straight. B'tchilaso Amnam B'tu'eres Habriya The first, Maisa Bereishis is all about chok and teva and cycles and orbits, but after Parshas Bereishis, maybe Bereishis and Noah, because those like a unit, after those 10 generations, then we get to Avraham and the rest. And what happens at the end of this Sefer? The end of the Sefer, what is Yaakov merames to? Yaakov is merames to Yehoshua. Yehoshua, who is able to stop the sun. The sun symbolizing everything that is in Teva and Chukiyut and Ma'agal. And Yehoshua is able to overcome that and stop that and be a Yashar. And that's why Rashi says that's Kafka there, referring back to Sefer Bereishis as Sefer Yashar. B'shikul Yadayim Ro Yaakov Negad Einav is Yehoshua. Right? As Yaakov is dying, he sees Yehoshua in front of him. Atziras HaShemesh Edei Yehoshua Mevataz Ezei Yecholish is Tachrer Me'HaShemesh. That symbolizes getting free from the sun and all that the sun symbolizes. That don't allow us to choose. Shemesh begimon dom. Unbelievable. Right? And that's what somebody is chirus. And Yeshua is like an av in that way as he follows the lead of the Yesharim where he came from. And that's what Yaakov says dafka here on the Lashon. Again, uvizaro milo. The Lashon, Vizaro, Yemelo, Agayim, right? That's Ephraim and Yehoshua, and that's what's alluded to in this pasuk. Okay. That takes us through. Now we go towards the bottom of the page where it says, Me'asher Shmeina. That's from the Karasa LaShabbos Oneg, the third volume of the Karasa LaShabbos Oneg. So now we get into one of the brachos of Yaakov, right? Mem Tes Chaf. This is, Asher, right? After the first three Shvatim get what don't look like brachas, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Yehuda gets a big bracha. Then we have a couple of shorter ones, Yisachar, and Dan, and Gad. May Asher Shmeina Lachmo, right? His lechem is very fatty and, yummy. V'hu Yitein Madani Melech. So there's a remez. You have it here from the Yid HaKadosh. Yehudi HaKadosh. There's Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinovitz from Parshischa. Right? He was a Talmud of the Choze. And he has a remez in this pasuk. His son was once having a difficulty with a shidduch. So, Pamachas Niskali Lo B'Chalom Aviv HaYehudi HaKadosh B'Parshischa V'Omer Lo. So the Yid HaKadosh, Yehudi HaKadosh, told his son the following. Dash Yish Shlosha Midei Zivugim. There are three types of Zivugim, Shiduchim. Of marriages. There are three marriages out there. Number one, Shabbos for Knesset Yisrael. Shabbos and the Jew. The Jew is married to Shabbos. Right? The Jew is married to Shabbos, right? Bo'i Kala. Right? We're married to Shabbos. We go out to greet the Shabbos Malka, Malava Malka, right? There's the Malka and the Melech. So Shabbos and Knesset Yisrael, number one, the Jew and Shabbos. Number two, Hanashama Vahaguf. The Neshama and the Guf is the second marriage that we have. And number three is what we call marriage. Ish v'isha. Kol shloshes hazivugim alalu. How a Hasidic master thinks. All of these three zivugim are hinted to. Heim biyad Hashem levado. And they are controlled by God. Hashem has such, you know, involvement in these three marriages. In keeping my guf and my neshama, Shabbos and a Jew, and marriage. Shekenu bechvod v'asmo mezavek es kol zivugim. We know, Kadosh Baruch Hu mezavek zivugim. Davar zeh amar yid HaKadosh merumazim b'pasek. Here's the pasek. Me asher shmeina lachmo. Each of those words is referring to something else. Me asher. What is me asher? Klomar. Right on the top of the next page. Me asher klomar. Ha'osios ha'yotzos mitevas asher. Me. From asher. The letters that come out of Asher, meaning the letters, it's a little cut off on top, the letters behind Asher. What are the letters behind Asher? Was the letter after the Aleph, the Shin, and the Resh? You have Beis, and Tav, and Shin, Shabbos. Right? So, May Asher is a reference to Shabbos. May Asher, May, from, behind, May Achorei, you might say. So, Asher is a reference to Shabbos. That's the first of the Shiduchim. Achrayos Shin Ba Bei Vavachulu Shabbos. Shemena Osios Neshama. right? The neshama and the guf. Remez al zivik shana shema guf. Lachmo. The usher is a lachmo, lechem. We had a couple of parshiyos ago. A wife is called a lechem asher hu ochel. Paro. Paro says, Yosef, you're in charge of everything except my lechem, except my bread, which is a reference to the wife. Remez leisha, kamosh adorishu chazal, kiim halechem. And what does the Pasuk say? Me asher, shmeina, lachmo, the three, v'hu yitain. V'hu yitain. Kodesh Baruch Hu is very involved in these three. Boim yadash HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chod v'atzmo. Help and siyata d'shmaya with keeping the balance of my guf and my neshama. Getting the most out of my Shabbos. And obviously, the zivukim of our marriages, we need siyata d'shmaya. We do our best. We have to be mashkia in our marriages for sure. Right? The more you give, the more you love. But we also have to daven a lot, just like we were mashkia in our children, and then we daven a lot. Right? We have to be mashkia in our relationships also, and we need to daven a lot as well. Fine. Next, the next source, unlabeled, is the Maharal Diskin. The Maharal Diskin. Right? He, I think he was known as the Briskarov before the Briskarov, you know, took that name. The Grizz became the Briskarov, but before the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin was a Rav in Europe in a number of places, and then he became Rav in Brisk before he came to Yerushalayim. I think he was Nifter in 1898. The Maharal Diskin. Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin. So Yosef says towards the end of the Parsha, after the brothers come back and Yaakov died, and the brothers are really nervous that Yosef is going to take revenge or something. So what does Yosef say? What am I? Oh, my God. That's what Yosef says. Right? Who said that earlier? Right? Oh, my God. Right? I remember Yaakov said that to Rachel. He was pretty angry at that point. But here, what happens here? They come to him and say, you know, we're nervous. We're nervous. There's a medrash, I think we spoke about a couple years ago. An amazing medrash. Medrash says that on the way back, they passed the bor. They passed the bor that Yosef had been thrown into, and Yosef takes a long look into the bor. And then moves on. And it says, maybe Yosef was just thinking, Hashem did such greatness for me. But the brothers were nervous. The brothers were nervous what Yosef was thinking about. But anyway, so here we have the brothers come, and Yosef says, Pasik Yutes. Vayomer l'Yam Yosef, Al tiro, ki sachas Elokim ani, am I in place of God? V'atem chashatem alai ra, you thought you were doing evil, Elokim chashva l'tova, Hashem thought good, l'man aso chayam azel achi yasam rav, so I could give you nourishment and I could be mefarnes you. So these two psukim. Yosef, they cry and they say, Yosef, please! And Yosef says, don't worry, I'm not God, you had evil intentions, but Hashem had good intentions. What's the hemshech of the psukim? Says the Maharal Diskin, source here by Yomar Lekem Yosef. So he says, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos. It's a Gemara. But Rashi quotes it. The Pasuk says there, V'Hashem Yislachla. And Hashem will forgive her. What is that Pasuk referring to? Be'isha shenadra b'nazir, a woman who made a neder, v'shama b'ayla v'hefer lo, a woman made a neder, the husband heard about it, and he got rid of it. He was made for the neder on that day, which is the power of Parshas Matos, and therefore there's no neder. The woman is not a nizira, but she didn't know that her husband got rid of it. V'hi lo yada, v'overa sa nedra v'shosiyan v'tem l'mason. She didn't know that she's not bound by it, and she drank wine, and she was Matami Lamesim. You know what the Pasuk says? She needs to get kapara. Even though she didn't do anything wrong. The husband had gotten rid of them. Basically, she thought something was not kosher, and she ate it, but really it was kosher. So the Torah says, V'Hashem Yislachla, V'Zui Shetzricha Slicha, Avishu Mufar. That's the Gemara. That's the Rashi in Matos, is also Gemara in Nazir. If a woman, or a man, if you do in what looks like an Avera, but it wasn't an Avera, but you thought it was an Avera, you need Kapara. Ask for the Maharal Diskin, but one second, how does this work with the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem, where the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dona Machshav Azul Az Machshav Az Avodah Zara, where the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzarif Machshav Al Maisa. If I think about doing an Avera, but I don't end up doing it, I'm not culpable. I thought about the Avera. I wished I could do the Avera, but I didn't. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif that unless it's avodah zara. Except avodah zara. But generally, just a thought of an avera, it's I don't get the punishment. So how do you put that with this gemara? What happened with the woman by a nazir, right? She's a Nazira. She thinks she's a Nazira. The husband got really rid of the neder. So what she's doing, she thinks she's doing an Avera, but she didn't do an Avera. So I thought you don't need Kapara for that. So how could Rashi, in Parshas Matos, quote the Gemara that says, you need Kapara if you think you're doing an Avera and you really didn't do an Avera, versus this case. So what's the answer? The answer is there's a difference between if you just thought about doing an Avera and you did nothing, you didn't do an act, versus you did an act, you thought that act was an Avera, but it really wasn't an Avera. Right? So there's really three categories. Aval hachta gabi isha, shenadra binazir, v'avra nidra, v'azta gamaisa b'machshavasara, she thought she actually did an Avera, that you do need a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, says the Maral Diskin, there are three levels. There are three levels in terms of kapara. Number one, if I think I'm doing an Avera and I actually did an Avera, that's fine. You need kapara for that. Number two, if you think you're doing an Avera and it turns out that it wasn't an Avera, that you also need kapara for. Not from man, but that's from God. But if somebody does an Avera, then Bezdin could punish them. If somebody thinks they're doing an Avera, but they ended up not doing an Avera, Vashem Yislachla. And then finally, third category, if I think about wanting to do an Avera, but I never did anything, then I don't need any Kapara. I don't need any Kapara. Those are the three categories. So says the Maral Diskin, using all of this, we get back to Yosef. The brothers say to Yosef, please forgive us. What does Yosef say? Oh my God. Because what was the next pasuk? You had machshava l'ra. You basically thought it was not kosher, but it was kosher. It's like category two, right? What does the pasuk say? Mamish. V'atem chashavtem alai ra. You had a machshava ra. Elokim chashava l'tova. You thought it was not kosher, but it was really kosher. You thought you were selling me, but you're really doing God's work. But it's category two. It's like in the Vashem Yisfach law. So Hashem, so he says, am I God? This isn't in my realm. You need a kapara, but yeah, but not for me. Right? This is in category two. You didn't actually do an Avera, which would be Mises Bezdin or a Pa'onish Bidei Bezdin. So that's the unbelievable way to read the psukim of the Maral Diskin on the left side. Vezeo Shamalem Yosef, ki sachas elokimani ratzalomar. Kamo shaykh onish bidei adam. There's the onish bidei adam. Me'acher shab ha maisa atzmo lo haisa ra. The maisa itself wasn't bad. Ki yematem chashatem alay ra. Ve'elokim chashav alatova. Take him shas maisa alatova. It was like kosher. Therefore he says, hatachas elokim ani amai tachas elokim. The three categories, and Yossi was telling them, it's category two. So, I'm not God. Vashem yisnach la, but not me. Okay. Finally, the last thought for the evening is from Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, towards the bottom. So the pasuk says that Yaakov dies, even though Chazal say Yaakov lomeis, but the pasuk says that he died and he was mummified. Vayigva vayasef el amav. Vayigva vayasef el amav. Right? He died and he was gathered unto his people. Well, first it says earlier, vayipol Yosef al pnei aviv. Right, the Vayicha Yaakov Esav as Banav Vayasav Raglav Vayigva Vayasev Alamav. Sounds pretty clear that he died. It doesn't say the word Misa though. Rabbeinu Bachai. V'lohizker bo Misa Udamar Chazal Yaakov Mina Lomes. V'yinei Aparsha Zos Mi Yidash Emes. The pasuk is pretty clear. It doesn't say that word, but it's pretty clear that he died. V'chichantu Oso Mitzriim. Right, the Mitzriim embalmed him. Ubachu Oso Shivim Yom. They cried for him. V'acharka Kavru. He was buried. He didn't die? What does that mean? He died. Avopirish lomeis, tam misa. Number one, maybe lomeis just means he didn't feel death. Maybe it meant misa binashika. Number one. Oh ye inyan lomeis, or a different lomeis. Kinafsho sho Yaakov haya merachefes agufo tamid. Lotokev kdushasa. Yaakov Avinu's nefesh was still within proximity of his body because of the great kedusha that he had. Kishar nefashos hatzadikim, sheina b'madregas hakedusha kamohu, other souls of tzadikim that aren't on Yaakov's level, chozos l'sharshin l'akron, they go straight back up to their shorish. Right? Every neshama comes from the kisei hakavod, so it goes straight back up. The kivah sha'ol lo yerdon, once it goes up, it's not coming down. Avo Yaakov, since Yaakov was so holy, L'kedushas gufo malaso, since he was so holy, it didn't just go up and not come down. It stayed down. It was in the, it was connected. Haisa nafsha olav yaredes. V'akoach ha-gadol hazeh ino nimsa rak l'kedoshim asher ba'aretz. And you only find this by Yechidi Adoros. Where do we find this? Ksubis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, remember Yehuda Nasi at the end of Ksubis. Used to come down, the Gemara says, and make Kiddush every Friday until it was found out. But what does that mean? It means he was still involved. He was still connected. V'kol shekein, skipping now a couple of lines. V'kol shekein Yaakov, surely Yaakov Avinu, is a fascinating washon, sinus kadesh b'sholos kedushas. Yaakov Avinu had a triple kedusha. He had the kedusha of Avraham, that was niskadesh b'mitzvahs mila. He had the kedusha of Yitzchak, that was niskadesh ba'akeda, lios ola timima. And he had the kedusha of himself, shlishi la'avos. He was the most intense in kedusha. V'lo hay bazar shum sula, and his children. That's why it says Yaakov lomes. Because he was still, didn't just go up and not come down. So I read that, I thought that was interesting, because usually you would think that the more kadosh somebody is, the higher they go and the further away from this world they are. But really, you see here the opposite. The more kadosh they are, they're still around. And they're still with the power to go up and go down and be connected to this world. And that represents kedusha. Meaning that this world is mali v'gadosh with potential of kedusha. That's what we get from this Rabbeinu Bachai. Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Eliyahu Hanavi. Right? They're all still connected, and that reflects Kedusha. So we should be zocher, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, to take chizuk, and all of Klai Yisrael should have tremendous chizuk, and v'ed Hashem have yeshuos and refuos.